Welcome to the American Activist. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, and my name is Ingrid Castle, your host. And I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, as well as the manager of the Idaho Observer, a monthly newspaper dedicated to sharing the truth with you from a constitutional perspective. You can go to our website at VACLIB, short for vaccinationliberation.org, or an easy networking site is vaccinetruth.com, or you can go to idaho-observer.com. And our phone number, if you want to get more information about what we do or get a subscription to our newspaper or become a Vaccination Liberation member, you can call 208-255-2307. Well, I have a very special guest today. Her name is Kate Mucci, and she is the co-host and producer with her husband, Richard, of Out There TV. And we were introduced to Kate Mucci by a fellow subscriber, Robin Lloyd in Las Vegas, and she has been a strong supporter of Richard and Kate's program, Out There TV. And we had the pleasure of seeing some of their archive shows on DVD, and they just do a fabulous job. And they claim to be the only truly independent, nationally syndicated program of its kind on broadcast television. And they've been doing this every week since August 2001, and you can go to their website and listen to their archive programs at www.outtheretv.com. They have been telling the viewers about aspartame poisoning. I saw an excellent program they did with the same guest I had on last week, Corey Brackett, who produced Sweet Misery and then the sequel Sweet Remedy. And she, if you listen to the program last week, she was crippled up with MS before she realized that the six-pack of diet soda she was drinking daily for 20 years was the cause of her MS. But they have a lot of other great programs. They've exposed mad cow disease, crop circles, 9/11 truth. They've had David Ray Griffin and Jim Fetzer on their program, and all kinds of incredible shows. So if you really want to know what's going on behind the curtain, Kate and Richard Mucci take you down the yellow brick road. They aren't controlled by any major networks or the oil companies or the drug cartel. So this is really going to be an exciting show just because they are determined to rock your world. And I have to just share with you, I was doing some, you know, just regular bookkeeping, and sometimes you get distracted. And when Don was previewing one of their excellent shows, they lead up to their program with a great news hour. And this is a program they did with David Ray Griffin in October, and they were highlighting some of the more horrible things about the Military Commissions Act. And they were so professional, I had to kind of do a double take in my listening, because I thought I was actually listening to mainstream news, and they were actually exposing this stuff on mainstream news. And I was, you know, I had to, you know, actually break from what I was doing and pay attention. So in terms of a vehicle for waking up those who are addicted to TV, I suggest you get some of their DVDs and plug them in so that your mother-in-law or whoever in your family is hung up or, you know, what I say, actually brainwashed by the mainstream media, that you plug in one of their excellent Out There TV documentaries. And that will certainly, you know, wake them up in a way that I think will surprise you. So please stay tuned. We're coming up to a break. You'll be listening to Kate Mucci as our guest, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back to The American Activist. My name is Ingrid Castle, your host, and as I said just before the break, we are on Republic Broadcast Network, and my special guest today is Kate Mucci of Out There TV. And before I, you know, give a big hi to Kate, I just want to mention that our show, The American Activist, is about normal, everyday Americans that realize that they had a calling to make a difference on the planet at this time. And Kate is certainly one of those people. Don and I never imagined in our wildest dreams we would be operating a monthly newspaper, and I never imagined that I'd be directing an activistic volunteer association called Vaccination Liberation. But as our life unfolds, we have choices to make, and one of those choices is to shirk in fear or to embrace what the information that we're given to us and use that information to share with others to wake them up from their slumber. And I know Kate was obviously given plenty of information to stimulate her and her husband to start Out There TV. So I want to talk a little bit about that. So, Kate, welcome to The American Activist today.
Thanks, Ingrid. It's such a pleasure to be here. I was just listening to some of your commercials during the break there, and I just wanted to just say that on the Rife machine, before we go any further, because my background is healing with music.
Oh.
My husband and I wrote a book called The Healing Sound of Music. I play the harp, And
wonderful.
We work a lot with frequencies. And when I heard that ad, I thought, oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be getting people into, because that's what I did before I got into all of this, and I still do it. But
mm-hmm.
the whole idea of frequency is so important, and it's good to see you letting that out to the people, because they need to know that that really can help them be healthier and happier.
Well, exactly. We tend to think that we're bodies, and we're really energy beings, and
exactly.
we need to emphasize that. And I always tell people that, you know, the mind is the builder and the physical is the result. So how we use our mind and how we incorporate energy frequencies into our life has a big impact on, you know, how we put our information out there as human beings, and, you know, how productive we are as human
That's
beings.
Right. And you were saying about the calling to come and do this stuff. You're absolutely right. We're just ordinary people who've been called by seeing injustice, by seeing, you know, people being taken advantage of, by realizing that the tax system is totally illegal and unfair. But you have to be able to share that information, but at the same time keep the peace within yourself.
Yes.
And that's a real difficult balance to strike.
Yeah, in fact, Don usually plugs on the program quite to write to people's reading and speak to people's listening. And so it's really important that we're sensitive, because it's really easy to want to take a 2x4 over someone's head. And that's why, you know, I don't know if you heard a little bit of my intro, but when I first turned on to one of the DVDs of one of your programs, it happened to be David Ray Griffin, and I believe you taped that in October, right when they passed the Military Commissions Act.
Yeah.
And I was actually at the kitchen table doing some, you know, bookkeeping. It's some mindless stuff. And, you know, because I generally am not as much of a TV watcher, but I could hear it. I like hearing it all in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do kind of a double take, because I was lost in thought. And, but I was hearing all of this, and I thought, my gosh, they're saying this on regular TV. I thought he was watching the news. I really did. I thought he was watching the mainstream news, and they were actually saying the truth. And I had to actually break from what I was doing, because I was so astounded. And I thought, this has got to be the most fantastic vehicle to plug into someone's DVD player that watches a lot of TV.
Yeah, that's how we're getting the message out there. Richard and I, firstly, Richard has many, many years of radio background, so he has that wonderful trained radio voice and personality. And I had never been on television before. He convinced me to start this back in 2001. But because of his professionalism, and because we are both such sticklers for detail, when we give a story on our show, it has 3 confirmations for the news source. Not just one, because a lot of times you'll see a story, but it keeps leading back to the same source.
Right.
You know, you'll see it in many different areas. But what we do is we find 3 independent sources for every story before we run it. So that, and on top of, you know, Richard's training and my training under him for the last 6 years, we try to make this like a mainstream news source, so that people who normally would just flip by, or who wouldn't even think of watching this kind of information, go, oh, wait a minute. This looks like, you know, it could, like you said, regular news. So they will pay attention, because we're not knocking them over the head with a 2x4, although sometimes we really want to.
Right. Actually, another thing I really like is, you know, you start out with some great news stuff, you know, that everyone really, oh my gosh, they certainly aren't getting in the regular papers. I mean, I'm always astounded what's in the regular paper, but anyway, so, you know, they're getting what's going on in Congress and, you know, some of these horrible things that are going on overseas. So, you know, here we're getting this real information, and it's true, Kate. I mean, Richard is really professional, but, you know, I think you're perfect. I mean, believe me, you know, I wouldn't think that you were, you know, this is brand new for you.
Well,
I really think you make an incredible team. I mean, you have an excellent TV radio voice, and you guys just work really, really well together as a team.
Yeah, well, we've been married 22 years, too. That doesn't hurt matters any. but as far as the show, I mean, 6 years, you start to lose some of the rough edges just doing this for that many years.
Right.
But I think the topics, we've become so involved, engrossed, it's pretty easy to carry on a rational, intelligent conversation, because we check our facts very carefully, as
yeah.
I'm sure you do. And we all have to be very careful to do that, because we can't let it out. you know, let us look like, you know, people say, oh, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. We have to make our facts very well known.
Right, and this is another thing. You know, there's a lot of people that will shy away from the UFO and the ET stuff, and you certainly haven't done that. And it's very interesting because we get little news clips from our subscribers, and right in Florida, in a regular mainstream paper there, it's called the Daily Commercial out of Leesburg, Florida, but they had a whole sighting that happened over Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on November 7th. And there were literally thousands of eyewitnesses to this. And here they're reporting it like a regular news story. And I was really pleasantly surprised. And I feel like a lot of these things, they have to say something in the mainstream press, or they're just going to literally lose any kind of credibility at all.
Yeah, what little they have left anymore, because I think people are waking up to the fact that the mainstream news is so bought and paid for by big business, big pharma, big drugs, you know, by big oil. They know. People understand that. I think the mass media does not give the American people enough credit for intelligence, and they don't realize that Americans are getting really tired of this nonsense. And so they have to at least give a little bit so that it doesn't, you know, they will always... There will always be like a disclaimer of some kind at the end of anything like that, but at least they're putting it out there because they know people know. There are too many wise Americans who are getting their information off the Internet from alternative news sources like the Idaho Observer. They're doing all of that, and the mainstream media understands that that's happening, so they have to kowtow to it a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, certainly... Richard, you know, maybe, you know, before you started this thing, Richard was a radio guy and considers himself an independent journalist. And, you know, obviously many of us have problems doing what we're doing. And I was wondering what kind of problems you know, other than being employed realistically. I mean, we're always hearing stories of, you know, people that are, you know, begging for money to keep up with their work if they're, you know, doing any kind of reporting on the Internet, or, you know, trying to get in any kind of publication. I just talked to a man in New Mexico who has done a lot of expose on the whole cell phone industry, and he's trying to get his, article published by, you know, a regular mainstream magazine that people could pick up in the library, and it's certainly frustrating. What are some of the problems you see with independent journalists getting their work out or even, being attacked?
Well, fortunately, the only attacks we've had are from individuals who take exception to the truth. You know, mostly people who are enamored of the current administration, they take exception to the information. That's really the only attack. So far, no government nonsense, thank God. The challenge, of course, is always money. Richard and I have financed this almost completely by ourselves for the last 6 years with a little retail outlet that we have. We are now starting to get sponsors because we went national. We're on the America One Network. It's a big network. You know, it's the only real independent network anywhere. And we're on in many, many rural communities, 122 stations across the country just on America One. So now that we're starting to get real broadcast exposure in that many markets with over 30 million people on broadcast, we're starting to get some sponsors of like mind. Obviously, the drug companies aren't going to sponsor us. Obviously, the oil companies don't want anything to do with us, or the car companies. However, there are people like Gold, like Patriot Trading Group and others like that, who understand the importance of keeping the American people free and independent of control from others, and so they're helping us. But we still, you know, like everyone else, we need help. We need sponsors. And, you know, there are a lot of mainstream, like movie stars and television people, they say, you know, we got to fight for this, we got to fight for that. But put your money where your mouth are, people. You know,
exactly.
Annie up. You know, we've got a nationally broadcast program. Help out.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And we're going to go ahead and talk about that a little bit more, how to get your fantastic show out there in rural communities and even larger cities. So stay tuned. You're listening to Kate Mucci with your host, Ingrid Castle.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network. Okay, Kate, we have, about 10 minutes to talk about, we have a lot we want to talk about. So let's just move right on to the importance of empowering ourselves to, we are working on developing a manifesto for change on this planet. And there is a whole world out there that we need to explore in turning the tide on this planet.
Boy, is that the fact. You know, there are so many people doing this work, and one of the ones I'd like to draw attention to, if I could, is called Downsizer Dispatch. I don't know if you're familiar with them. But
DownsizeDC.org?
Right, DownsizeDC.org. And Downsize Dispatch is their email. Sorry, I'm...
it's okay.
But anyway, Downsize DC, because what they're trying to do is get Congress to pass a law called Read the Bills Act, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. All of these pieces of legislation have been passed basically in the dark of night with nobody knowing what it was that they were voting for.
Right.
And they admit, every congressman, every representative, everybody admits they did not read the Patriot Act. They didn't have time. Good Lord, I could probably hardly read it in a month. And these guys have so much to do. And, you know, I mean, they got a lot of palms to grease,
right.
You know. So the point is, Downsizer DC is trying to get this bill passed. And I think it's a very important. We have to force those who are well, I'm not sure if the word is elected or installed, but anyway, the people who are there in D.C., they should be forced to read the legislation they are voting for. If they cannot do that, they have no business being there, and we got to get them out. They have to read it, and if it takes somebody sitting there in Congress in every night reading to them to make sure that they understand it, that's maybe what will have to happen.
Well, I always say that if you don't have time to read it, you have no business voting yes.
Exactly.
And, yeah, we had a friend run for office, and he actually got elected in our state. But anyway, there were a couple bills that he voted yes on, and we were shocked because they were bills that were really bad. And we asked him, it's like, well, why are you voting yes? If you don't have time to read it or investigate it, it should be an automatic no. We need less laws, not more laws.
Exactly. And they push them under, you know, like this this latest one where they passed under a big appropriations bill, mm-hmm. the Defense Appropriations Act, 591 pages. 591 pages. And basically what it did is it allows government to come in and just take over. It allows George to come in and just take over the country without even consulting the governors. There's,
yep.
You know, that's what that boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer have the state's power. And these idiots, I'm sorry, they didn't even read it. They didn't know what they were doing. And it snuck into these massive spending bills. You know, they don't even understand how it all works together. If they're going to do stuff like that, they're going to have to do it one item at a time. If that's what they're going to do, one item at a time. Anyway, I would like to see people go to DC, downsizedc.org, and get involved, somehow get their representatives to get involved and support the Read the Bills Act, because that's the only way we're going to get any change if there's any hope.
Right. I agree. We have to start taking back control of our government. Right now, we have a lot of our states are held hostage, in mm-hmm. a sense, from federal funding.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Rick Jor in Montana. He told us, and this was years ago, he said 70% of the Montana state budget was dependent on federal funds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the big thing of why a lot of these horrible bills get passed at the state level, because it's dependent on federal funding.
Yeah. And, you know, the other big problem, and I'm going to slap our colleagues in mainstream media right upside the head for this one, because they do not even pay attention to that. They are responsible. The whole reason you are a journalist is to get the truth out there, and they're not doing it. They're letting these bills go by, and they will pad them and pad their news stories
mm-hmm.
to go with the mainstream, you know, what King George wants. That's what's
yep.
happening, and they are responsible for this continuing.
Laying
it at their feet.
I certainly agree. I always tell people, you know, you need to stop supporting the newspaper. You shouldn't be subscribing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the local paper. Of course, I tell everyone they should be getting the Idaho Observer at the minimum. But, we need to support alternative media. And I really, and what I meant to start this other segment of the hour with is I want to know how I can get your program in our area. I mean, where do I go to get a regular TV station to play your program once a week?
Well, now you're in Idaho, Spirit Lake.
Well, we're outside Spokane.
We air in a bunch of stations there in Idaho and Washington State on the America One Network. So if people go to outtheretv.com, we have a list of the stations that are independent stations, and then we also have a list of the affiliates from the America One Network that have picked up the show. And if people have trouble getting it, they can always email me at outtheretv@aol.com. Tell me where they are, and I'll track down a nearby station on the America One Network if we don't have one of the independents.
Mm-hmm.
If for some reason the station has decided not to carry it because it's too hot or whatever, I find the numbers and get people to call the station and say, I want that show.
Well, we're coming up to the bottom of the hour, so please stay tuned. You're listening to Kate Mucci with Out There TV.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
American Activist. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle, and we're listening to our guest, Kate Mucci, who is the co-host with her husband, Richard, of Out There TV. And we were just talking about how we can get Out There TV broadcast weekly in our area. And I wanted you to repeat that because not everyone is on the Internet, too. We want to give the website, but if they aren't on the Internet, they should call you at
751-2379, 751-2379. And if I'm not here, there are people here who can help them find a station in their area. We do have it available. But if you have an America One, a lot of people listening will have an America One affiliate in their area, especially in the more rural areas that we've got so many stations there. And they can check and kind of skim through their TV guide or whatever and find out if it's an America One affiliate. And then they can call the station and say, you know, we're on at midnight Pacific time Saturday and 12 noon on Sunday Pacific time. And, of course, adjust accordingly for Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
And we air so twice a week there on the America One network. So people can find us that way. or their independent stations. We have many independent stations across the country. And if they're in an area that has a small independent station, and they're, you know, they're, everybody who's independent is looking for programming. That's just a fact of life. They can call their station and say, hey, we've got a great show. We've got a lot of viewers who would be interested, could help boost your ratings. You know, can we get them on your station? And then somebody just has to call me again and say, hey, Kate, send a tape out to these guys. Maybe they'll take the show. You know, that'll help a lot, because the more exposure we have, you know, even little stations, the better it is off for everyone, because everybody then is available, can get this information, especially if they don't have Internet access.
Right, because we actually have a lot of subscribers that get the Idaho Observer and are not on the computer, and that's why they want something hard copy. But they, most of them do have DVD players where they can, you know, at least watch a program and turn on, you know, get it on public access or try to get America One going in their area.
Yeah.
So,
or even we can send them out to independent stations. We have, because we actually syndicate it ourselves.
Uh-huh.
If another station is interested, we will make sure they get the show every week, because the idea, and it doesn't cost them anything, it's just barter. So they just need to be able to have a good time slot so they can pull in viewers, and that's up to people who are in small areas. You know, we just can't figure out all the different areas. We need to be in Seattle. We need to be in Los Angeles. We need to be in New York. We're already in some big markets like Chicago. We have a lot of viewers in Chicago, but and Las Vegas. But we need to get into the major media areas, like New York. We're in D.C., which is amazing.
I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, WJAL 68 over there in Baltimore and D.C. I mean, we have so many viewers there, and they tell me that if for some reason there's a problem with the show, it doesn't air on time, or a glitch happens, they get the phones just lighting up saying, hey, where's our show? So we know people want this information everywhere.
Wow, that's fantastic. So you're offering a book also, couple books, America 2014 by Dawn Blair, as well.
I got to tell you about that book. America 2014 is a novel. It is written by Dawn Blair, which is a pseudonym for a famous journalist, and I'm not going to say his name because he may not want to be, you know, known that way, because he does a lot of work. So he can get into areas that some of us who are independent can't get into. So he finds information, and he says on the back, picture a totalitarian United States just 10 years from now. He wrote this in 2004. And I tell you, I just read this book again. My husband and I just both read it for the second time. And it's like 1984, George Orwell's 1984, only brought into the present. And it will scare you to death, because everything that's been going on for the last 5 years that we've been doing this show, and I'm sure before that, and will continue to go on, it's happened in this book, and he puts it in such a way that, again, this is for people who have family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, who just don't bother me with this. I can't be bothered. I don't want to know. Buy this book for them. Hand it to them and say, hey, here's a really good read for you. It's a novel. And they'll read it, and they'll get, oh, my God, this is happening to me. This is happening to our country. This is happening to our city. And you know, with the spy cameras, with where you have to go through all these checkpoints at airports. Do you know that we are being stopped at the border to Canada? I'm sure you've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you had, like, a DUI in 1970, they're stopping you at the border in Canada under this information sharing program?
Yep. Well, we live very close to the Canadian border, so these days they want your passport, and actually it's pretty interesting. We go over one border in Canada that's pretty easy still to get across, as I used to take my daughter over for violin lessons, you know, every week, and so they kind of remember me, I think. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when you come back into the U.S., no matter what border in our area, there's three different border crossings that we would typically go over, but the U.S. side, it's very hard to get back in. I mean, they're very, it's kind of like you feel like, you know, Hitler took over our country, and they want to search your car, they ask you very personal questions, and it's It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Nobody really likes coming from Canada back into the U.S.
Well, I don't blame them. I mean, I won't fly. I refuse to fly. And in fact, I write a column for our website. And one of the things that I encouraged people to do when they started all this nonsense with the taking off the shoes and everything, I said to people, and when they started making you throw out all your liquids, give me a break. Breast milk in a bottle, they made them throw it out. I mean, how ridiculous is that? So I encourage people to take control. Why should you put up with that? You're an American citizen. You're flying in an airline within these United States. How dare they make you throw out your baby's breast milk? You know, why would you throw out a brand new bottle of shampoo? You say, no, I'm not going to fly. And you say to everybody, no, I'm not going to fly. I mean, sometimes you have to for, you know, absolute business or emergencies. Mm-hmm. But say no. And when enough people say no because we're not going to put up with your nonsense anymore, the airlines and the oil companies will raise such a stink because their revenues are going down, all the rest of it will have to stop. And it goes the same with everything else. I'm not going to get a driver's license with all this biometric stuff on it. I will not. Everybody should say that. And then they can't make it happen anymore because there are more of us than there are of them. They have no way of enforcing that nonsense. They can't make you take off your shoes if you're not there at the airport. And
right.
If there aren't any people there, then all of a sudden they make no money. And the end of problem. They just we talk with our dollars what good they are. Their fiat money, absolutely. Your commercial during the break was right. That fiat money is ridiculous. But we still work within that system. So
exactly.
When we don't give it to them anymore, then they have to change the way things happen. We can slow down this New World Order nonsense just with our dollars, with, you know, just by our actions. No, I'm not going to play your game anymore.
Right. I believe me, I agree wholeheartedly. Most people don't realize the horrible experience I had at the airport, and I will no longer fly either, although I've said that before, and each time, you know, there's something that pulls me, and I wanted to go to the 9/11 accountability conference with Don in Chandler, and because of myself and another person, we were delayed by what we call ASS, Airport Security Services, and it was quite a traumatic experience, actually, and I loudly said, obviously, this is nothing to do with security or safety, and I was pretty indignant. And they went ahead and grabbed my passport, put me on a list, and threatened to call the police on me.
Nice.
So, caused us to miss our flight. It was literally the power of prayer that got us home because they were overbooking all flights by 10, and we were on standby, four of us in our party. So the likelihood of us getting a plane even that evening was pretty slim. So we just all held hands and prayed that we'd get home that night. And Don and our other friend slipped on the plane at the last minute. We went in twos.
Oh, yeah. See?
But, it was tough. I'm just saying, you know, I had a part of a jar of peanut butter because I didn't want to see it wasted, and it's now a gel. And I begged the woman. I said, if you're going to, you know, this is legalized thievery. If you are going to take this, please, it's organic, at least take it home to your family. And she proceeded to just trash it in the, you know, trash can.
Yeah. Oh, see, and that's the other problem. The people who have been hired to do this, all of a sudden, for maybe the first time in their lives, they have a little bit of power. And power corrupts. Absolutely. We know that. And they don't think rationally anymore. It's by the book. It's, I've got this power now for the first time in my life, and daggummit, I'm going to use it. And they do. And, I just won't support that in any way, shape, or form. I won't support it locally. I won't support it, you know, on airplane. I just won't do it. And I think if everybody stuck together, though, and did and said, no, we're not going to let you play your games. You're not going to win because I'm not going to play. So then they have to stop their game.
Right.
And that's another thing. The other book that I wanted to talk to you about today is Uncommon Sense by William James Murray. William James Murray passed away in 1992 or 94, I forget. But his wife made it possible for this book to be published by George Green up there in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Real American Manifesto, and it truly is, you know, the works of Thomas Paine. I mean, that's what our whole, those guys were the people who wrote this Constitution, who made this country what it is. And it slipped so far from that, it's not even funny. But Uncommon Sense by William James Murray brings us back to the real American Manifesto, what we should be, how we should be recreating this country in the image that it was originally meant to be. And it's one young man that comes into our store here in Pahrump, Nevada. That's where we are. He came in and bought the book, and he came back to me a few days later. He's like mid-20s. He says, Kate, I cried. I cried because I couldn't believe how far our country had come. See, he's young enough that he didn't realize what it was like before.
Right.
He had no idea. So now he's got this. He's probably purchased 20 copies of the book because it's like $8. He's taken it all over the country with him on his travels and gives it to people. Pay attention, people. Read this book. Pass it around. Get as many copies as you can and get across to the American people what it used to be, what it should be, and how we can make it. And this is a manifesto for change. And one of the things is don't play their game.
Just yes,
don't
absolutely
buy into it.
Well, so you have these two books that you're offering that mm-hmm. are fantastic for getting people shook up enough to actively get involved in their community. And it really, we believe change starts right within our family, yeah. right within our communities. So if you're having a difficult time reaching a family member or old friends, that kind of thing, you might want to get America 2014, a wonderful novel, or Uncommon Sense. And how much are those books, and how would they order those from you?
America 2014 is $12.95, and Uncommon Sense is $8. And they can call our number 775-751-2379. We do have to charge shipping, which we have to send priority because it's amazing how things disappear in the mail these days, mm-hmm. you know, for under Homeland Security checking or something. So I always send them priority with a delivery confirmation. And then because we just had Anthony Hilder on the show. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's been
yes.
around for years and years. And we had him on the show recently, and it was such an impactful, important show. Normally our shows are $20 if you buy them, but we're offering them for $10. If anybody wants to buy one of these books, we'll include the DVD for $10. And just that's another one. They are not copy protected. We encourage people to make copies, give them to their friends and family, and just share this information because Anthony's done such a good job of compiling it. And we had such a good show talking about how the current administration is using the Christian community to get his way, and then he just treats them like Anthony says, toilet paper. And that's how this whole thing has gone. You know, and we're trying to encourage people to pay attention to how they're being treated and say, no, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. So that's what we're offering.
Okay, that's fantastic, Kate. I just want to throw out that we are going to have only a few more minutes in the program, but I know there may be a few listeners that want to ask Kate a question, and you can call 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443 if you want to call in before the top of the hour. So obviously you have done some amazing programs. They are archived right now at your website, outtheretv.com, so people can watch all their old programs and they can actually burn them to a DVD right off their computer, or they can go ahead and purchase them and share them locally in their community or try to get their broadcast going locally. So, but starting in April, you are probably going to have to charge a membership fee for those archive shows, but you will always keep your current show for free. Is
absolutely.
That right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the show is not downloadable, by the way. It's only available to view online.
Oh, okay.
It is free to watch all of them right now. And we're trying to not have to charge for membership, but you know how expensive bandwidth is. So in order to keep it on the Internet, we may have to start charging a membership fee, but it'll be nominal so that people can watch all the shows at any time.
Right. I think that's fantastic because it does cost a lot. I mean, we don't even have a bunch of archived TV shows, and we know that takes a lot of memory. So even on our websites, we just do a link to another one that has
yeah.
kind of bandwidth.
Yeah, and I got to say, the gentleman who does our streaming video, his name is Gene, and he's in Las Vegas with LVITV.com, and that's when you click through from our website, that's where you go to his site. And God bless him, he sets it all up for us. He's done all this as a donation for the cause. So, you know, but now we have to cover the bandwidth. But he's done all this work because he, too, believes that we have got to get as much information out as we can.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, if you were going to give a recommendation for people to get involved, especially, with doing video or at least sharing your program, what are some of the suggestions you would give people?
Well, a lot of people here, even in the small town where we are, because many people have Dish or Direct, so they can't get the local stations, which to me is criminal. I think if there's you should be able to get the local ones. But anyway, they have out there parties. And what they do is they get a copy of the show, either they tape it off the TV or they get one from us, and they have out there parties. And they'll sit down and they'll watch the show, and then they have discussions. And they will do two or three or four shows or just one, depending on how much time. And that's a great way to get the information out. Invite somebody over for dinner, have a copy of the DVD, or even if you can get on, if you've got high-speed broadband, it's just like TV. It's so good. It's such a good service.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit and watch it and share it with people. Because that is the one way, because the information is one thing. Number two is to just get involved with little groups. I know that in Idaho there are lots where people get together. And another thing we're concerned about, earth changes are a reality, Ingrid.
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing quickly. So besides freedom, we got to think about safety.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Kate. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Kate Mucci with Out There TV with your host, Ingrid Castle.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com. Thank you.
So welcome back to the last 10 minutes of the American Activist. We have Bruce in Texas online. Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, do you have a question for Kate?
Yes, I it was kind of a surprise to me that she was on the show today. I just saw a link on the internet going to the Out There show, and that was just Thursday, and then y'all are on today. And I guess the question I had was, I listened by KU Satellite, Republic Broadcasting, and it's a free thing, you know, and there's a lot of free TV shows out there. I just wondered if American One was maybe on one of these KU satellites or maybe on the old C-band satellite.
You know, we are on that, and I have not been able to figure out exactly where we are because I've had viewers write to me and say that they're catching us on the satellite, and I haven't figured out how they do it. When I called my contact at America One, he wasn't sure either. But, yes, we are on a couple of – I know C-band and I know KU-band, but I just don't know exactly where.
Oh.
So if you want to call me like at sometime early next week, the number is 775-751-2379, and I'll see if I can't track that down because I know there are a couple of different places that viewers have told us, and I just have to go through my old emails and figure it out. I will do that, though.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, thanks a lot, Bruce. Well, yeah, that's a really good question because I think a lot of people, I love his call. It's like he found out about you Thursday, and you and I both believe there's really no accident. I mean, we need to pay attention to what drops into our lap.
Boy, is that a fact.
You know, I mean, just how I was turned on to your program, you had called a couple of years ago, and I kind of slipped. You know, we get really busy here, just like you, and you kind of forget about things. And I remember sending you a big package of our stuff, and then Robin Lloyd, she reminded me, you really need to get a hold of Kate and Richard Mucci. And so I was so impressed. I just can't, tell our listeners how important this work is. They are, if they're not, well, they say they're the only truly independent. I know they're the only nationally syndicated independent program out there, and it is so important what they're doing. They really sound like they're giving you real news. You know, it sounds kind of like mainstream stuff, but it's actually real truthful information, so it'll trick you, just like it did me when I first heard them.
Well, that's the idea. We do that on purpose, Ingrid, because we want normal people who are so tuned into regular TV that it's hard for them to turn their minds to another venue.
Right.
So what we did is we took our expertise in, because Richard was on, you know, radio in the 70s. You know, he spun discs for a living. He made a very good living doing it, but he understands popular culture. He understands what brings people to things and how you can affect change that way. You know, we're both children of the 70s. We're old hippies. And so we bring that understanding of how you pull people to that with mainstream effect. And there's nothing, I mean, we can play their game that way and twist it for our own purposes. I'm not afraid to do that.
Right, exactly. And we feel like that's extremely important to get this information out. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for being on this program. And I want to encourage everyone to go to outtheretv.com or call them at 775-751-2379. And, again, you're listening to The American Activist. We're on Republic Broadcast Network every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 Central Time. So thank you again, Kate, and you take care, and we will be in touch because this is extremely important work you are doing, and we need to get your show out there more.
Thanks, Ingrid.